What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Dumpcast. Sitting here with Spencer Solberg, as always.
Hello.
River Rummel.
It's been a while.
Myself, Samuel Schoonover. And we are here at Spencer Sven's wedding. We'll probably edit in like a clapping, like an audience clapping sound effect in there. Okay. So we're, he's not here. He's here, but he's not right here.
He got married.
He might come up and do a quick little interview, but you know, he's a busy guy. He's got his big night to think about. So
happy wife, happy life
just is what they say.
You know what they say. Yeah.
We are joined here today by two special guests. On my left is Brendan Bishop. He is not married. And Annie, how do you say her last name?
Gus. Among Us.
That's short. Like Among Us? Okay. Yeah. Cool. Annie Among Us is also here, River's girlfriend. So very warm welcome for
really
them.
Really glad to have them talking with us today.
Absolutely. And they're
they're a riot.
They're around great. Here. They're here, and they're present.
They've been helping us out in the studio.
Behind the scenes.
In the Dumpster Fire headquarters.
Making the magic happen. Couldn't do it without them.
A lot of big things coming.
We've got a lot of things cooking up. You may be thinking...
Like our movie of every genre.
Exactly.
Still in the works.
It still
takes a
in
lot
production.
Longer than you would think.
The reason that we haven't put the movie out yet is because of the writer's strike that's been happening. But we are working swiftly on that, and hopefully it will be out sooner rather than later.
Yes.
But moving on from that, we you're probably wondering, you know, where have we been?
Right.
And, you know, it's just kind of like one of those things where, you know, like... So, River, let's get a quick rapid fire. I see Spencer Sven walking up to us.
He's rapidly approaching us.
We did witness the wedding. They didn't say, "I do." They did just say... "You may kiss the bride. I pronounce you man and wife." They never said "I do." So my question for them is going to be, does it really count?
Yeah, let's see what they have to say.
We'll see what they have to say. Here he comes. He's slowly approaching the bench here.
Suspect is slowly approaching.
Yeah. Yeah. It looks like he's got his wife, Bailey, as well. She might hop on the mic. But here he is.
Spencer, congrats. Happy to have you joining us.
Thank you.
We'll probably edit in more applause here.
Edit in a little more applause here. And I see you do have a special guest with you. Would you care to introduce?
My lovely wife, Bailey, is here with me today.
Yes.
Yep.
We just got married.
They just got married.
How about that, folks?
Now, let's do a quick...
So, thoughts on the writer's strike.
I'm thinking the craziest thing is you know, the argument about AI.
ChatGPT.
But one thing that I am left wondering is... why were the portions of mashed potatoes so small at your dinner?
At my dinner?
At your dinner.
I don't know, but I would like to add something to the writer's strike.
Yeah.
So they complain about not getting enough money, right? That's why they're striking. Well, why don't they just get back to work and then they'll make money again?
That's a very good point. That's a very good point.
Something I hadn't considered personally.
It's really on them for this.
You know something I really need an update on, Spencer? Where are you at with your trifle with automobiles?
Mm. Wow. So this is still a little bit of a sore spot for me.
Going back to an earlier episode, we do have this argument happening about how we feel about the automobile industry, how do we feel about cars as a whole. And if you do remember, Solberg did have a very...
He didn't believe in the automobile.
Wasn't a big fan. Have you come around to that at all, or are you still, you know...
I will admit my usage of the automobile has increased as of recent years.
Yeah.
However, I am still not a big advocate for automobiles. I don't believe in automobiles still.
Sure. Okay. Well, and ever since Spencer Sven got hit by that bus on that rainy day...
That doesn't help.
It doesn't help. It certainly doesn't help.
It doesn't help your case at all.
No, absolutely not. I've been very disenfranchised.
I mean, unless you're Transformers, if all automobiles are Transformers, I mean, it'd be a whole different discussion.
Autobots, River.
Yes,
I know, but
is 2023, and you know we're accepting of all lifestyles.
Dumpster Fire is going to roll out our first Autobot in by 2025.
We are working
emission free.
We're working with manufacturers, designers, writers, directors,
Yep,
supply line engineers, architects, mechanics,
boat captains,
teachers,
pilots,
and of course working with our lovely sponsors,
priests,
to get all this money. Do we want to speak about terminating one of our sponsors?
No. But what we will say is today we are sponsored by Chick-fil-A. Now, I know what you're thinking. During Pride Month? Chick-fil-A? Really? What the hell, I'm sure you're saying.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what we're all saying. But, you know, money is money.
What the
and,
hell, Sam?
You know, we're not going to... At the end of the day, we need the cash.
Right.
So... go to Chick-fil-A.
What do they say? Cash is king?
They do say cash is king.
At the end of the day,
that's what they're saying.
Go to Chick-fil-A.
Cash is the time, cash is the moment.
It's just one of those things.
It is one of those things.
And guys, I love this Chick-fil-A stuff, but I really have to get back to my wedding.
Okay. Absolutely.
They're about to pronounce this bride and groom. So,
again?
Lovely. Again,
they
yeah.
already did that.
That's cool.
No, it's for the third time, because I guess the first two guys were unofficial priests, and we're looking for the official one. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I think that, we'll see you. Something that really stands out to me as interesting, is they, their kiss, when they were pronounced man and wife, their kiss was pretty gross. I threw up in my mouth a little bit.
That
I held it in, of course, but...
I don't know what they say. Out of pocket?
Yeah.
I was not expecting that.
As the youngsters say?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a little... PG-13, you know? I would want a wedding to be PG. There was...
Would have liked a little content warning on that.
Here's the thing, too. The priest was her dad, the wife's dad. So I couldn't understand a single thing he was saying because he was crying the whole time. And so it was kind of like, what's... You know, like... could have just done this over like email at this point. I can't.
Could have been an email.
Yeah. Here he is. He's back again.
So I'm back again, but I have to swiftly leave one more time just because I need to get back to my wedding.
All right. Okay. Yeah, stop and bye. Have a good night. And here's another thing too. We've been talking about it a little bit. He's kind of being a dick because like, you know, we come down here
all this way.
All three of us from different walks of life and different locations, different, you know, we all...
Ethnicities.
Some of us like...
We're all very different people.
Different people, different sexualities, and that's, you know, it's 2023.
That's okay.
That's okay.
Nothing wrong.
Of course.
And in honor of Pride Month, well, what I'll say before I say this is he's kind of being a dick because, like, you know, he's spending all his time with his wife and, you know, talking to all these... guests of the wedding and like you should be spending more time with us, but I digress. What I will say is it is, you know, Pride Month and this is the Pride Month episode.
Let's talk about the elephant in the room here.
Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
So we've all seen what McDonald's has been pushing. They've been pushing an agenda lately.
Correct.
Grimace
is back.
The
and
purple
he is...
creature we all have grown to love and adore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Grimace the Purple Dragon.
And now he's pumping out shakes?
He's pumping out shakes, and something isn't adding up.
So I've been doing like a bit of investigative journalism here.
Mm-hmm. Spencer's a licensed private investigator, by the way.
So I went into McDonald's the other day and did some poking around, if you will.
And you worked for McDonald's for a little
bit, too.
That's
true.
So I got some
insider info as to how this works, right?
Yeah.
So what I saw there blew my mind. Blown it out completely.
Blown it away. You're blown away.
Yes.
You got blown away.
No, definitely. But what they're doing to Grimace back there, they got him hooked up to a machine.
And what's the machine doing? Talk
pumping.
Us through. I know it's graphic and I know it's hard for you. Content warning, by the way.
Yeah, trigger warning. We will be discussing Grimace and Grimace-related...
Graphic details.
Graphic Grimace-related details. What I've heard, and this, you know, take this with a grain of salt, is that they are pumping the grease out of Grimace. He's made from McDonald's. The grease that, you know, comes after you like, make a bunch
of grills,
burgers.
Yeah.
Oh, we can't say dumb on the show.
Okay, the burgers that are on the grill, all of that grease...
From the grill. They take
protrudes
the grill.
From the burgers. Can I say that? Is that okay?
It's better.
Okay. Comes out of the burgers, and they bottle up that grease And that is Grimace's blood. The Grease is his blood.
They're like blood bags.
It's, if you will. I mean, yeah, really, it's inhumane.
It really is. They got him locked up back there.
I was disgusted about what I saw in that McDonald's store.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, period. I've seen some messed up shit, let's just say that. But I have never, at the pictures that you showed me, they.
We are putting our fucking feet down.
We absolutely will.
Sorry to swear, we'll bleep that one out.
Yeah. Yeah. Feet or. You're gonna we're gonna censor feet.
Fuck.
Oh, we'll censor both just to be safe, and then guess which one. Guess what words we're saying during the censors.
And we'll give away.
We'll give away
Grimace. Grimace's left arm.
Look, let's just be honest. He's already hooked up to the machine. There isn't anything we can do about it, so...
I mean, it's very sad, but the shake was good.
It's like, terrible.
It's like when you kill an animal. When you kill an animal, you need to respect the animal by using every part of him.
Right.
Grimace is, you know, being
And my dog died last week.
Absolutely, and, you know, and we ate...
We cooked them
everything.
Up, put them on the grill.
Yeah, it's respectful.
That's what you do.
And that's what you do, and that's what we're doing with Grimace.
That's the American way.
We can't stop. Grimace is dead. Let's just put it that way. The pictures that I saw, he's gone. That is not
Let
Grimace
out.
Anymore. That is not Grimace anymore.
Cold and lifeless.
What that is something different. Something I've never seen before. But let's respect him and drink his shakes until there's no more
shakes
While
we're on
left.
This topic, with all this being said, our 100th subscriber this month on our YouTube channel will be getting Grimace's hide fashioned into a coat and gloves.
Yes.
Wow.
Correct. Wow, that's quite a
price.
That's
really good.
And you may be wondering, how did we get access to Grimace's...
How did we get our hands on all
Well,
that?
And what well, happened was, we signed an NDA with McDonald's when Spencer went in, and that said we won't release the information about Grimace's health. And in exchange, we will get his body. So we will be in possession of Grimace's corpse, and... hopefully,
once
one of you guys will be able to have some of it.
Well, hopefully we have the NDA cleared by the time we put this out.
Yeah, by the time this is out, this will be known. This will be public information that Grimace is hooked up to a machine.
We were actually just interviewed by News 8 and La Crosse about it yesterday.
Big story. Big story. Local primetime news.
Absolutely.
It was a big deal. Dustin Lukey flew
all
out.
All over the news.
Yeah, it's been quite a whirlwind, if you will.
And I will.
I know you will. I know you will.
You know I will.
I know you will.
I always do.
One of those things,
yes.
You know?
Yeah.
But, you know, what this makes me think of is, okay, we've seen the downfall of Grimace. What's next? What are they going to do to the Hamburglar? What are they going to do to, what's-her-face, the other...
Or Ronald. What?
Or Ronald. What happened
Ronald?
To Ronald?
Or the moon
what's,
guy?
What's up to Ronald?
I haven't seen Ronald in a while.
The Hamburglar, Ronald.
Where are they keeping Ronald?
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
We haven't seen Ronald in a minute.
That's what I'm saying.
They just use him to ask me for donations and stuff.
Yeah. And what kind of machine do they maybe have him hooked up to?
Nice.
You know?
I can't even imagine.
I don't know. I don't want to imagine. You know, after seeing what I've seen with
they
Grimace.
They probably got a machine ripping him a new one back there.
Probably. I mean, all of those, you know, they have those, like, you can put coins in the box for charity at McDonald's?
Are we going to be putting coins in Ronald?
Or
so,
are the coins Ronald's food?
Before we give up too much and dive into this too deep, our guest, Brandon Annie, what do you guys think about all the Grimace and Ronald news? That's fantastic.
One of those, yeah.
I mean, you guys,
I couldn't have said it better myself.
They're really experts.
I think, now, one thing I know about Brendan is he is a distribution center employee of the national gas station chain Quick Trip.
During the daytime, of course.
During the daytime, during the nighttime.
Oh, boy.
Let's just say he's got a different persona, or should I say fursona. He you know, gets into the furry community a bit. I'll link his Instagram so you can see him.
In
you know,
element.
Viewer discretion is advised, obviously.
Right.
You know.
And I hear he's working on a purple Grimace kind
of.
In honor of Grimace,
we will be donating his skin.
He's got a lot of skin.
We will also
does
be
have a lot
performing
of skin.
Both the Christmas medley and Obladi Oblada at Grimace's funeral.
Yes, we will.
later this summer.
And we'll just take requests too. We'll probably do...
You'll be able to watch that in theaters too.
We'll probably do 3 or 4 hours at Grimace's funeral of live music. And we'll just kind of like take audience recommendations.
Yeah.
So just come with your recommendation. If you're there, if you're invited, if you snag an invite, you know, make sure you come and come with some songs prepared.
Stop saying come on
sorry,
the show.
Sorry. Arrive with some songs requests that you would like to see.
Thank you.
But yeah, that really covers the Grimace segment. Anybody see any good movies recently?
We just watched Across the Spider-Verse last night.
Oh, wow. I have not seen that yet.
Great movie.
I have not seen that yet. I've been meaning to, but I just can't get this Grimace thing out of my mind.
Yeah, it's really been weighing down on my personal life.
I, you know, and I'm honestly having a hard time trying to put any, you know, thoughts together when all I can think about is just him hooked up to that machine.
I think about Grimace day and night.
Sam, were you and Grimace, like, involved?
No. Okay, so to address the, you know...
The allegations,
if you will. We Grimace and I had a short, consensual relationship. It was just, you know, a summer fling. It wasn't anything too crazy. But, you know, there was a lawsuit. And really what that was a case of was the justice system just not working for the working man, being corrupt and putting me in an awkward position where I had to defend myself against his allegations. I don't think I need to say more than that. But
long story short, it's just one of those things.
Long story short,
I mean, I got a lot of love for the big purple guy.
And I mean, I love him. I love him to death. He's done some terrible things, but I love the guy, you know? And,
So the Canadian wildfires.
So the crazy thing about the Canadian wildfires is, you've seen the pictures of New York City, everybody's talking about, wow, New York City looks like, you know, hell.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, well,
smoked over.
What is Canada look like? Because that's where the fires are. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of one of those things. But
New York's so orange,
right?
What kind of color?
How bad do you think this is where the fires are?
Yeah.
Smoky bear territory.
And one thing too.
When do we get our wildfire?
I'm hoping sometime soon, but you know, you can never really tell with these things. Yeah. It's, you know, the presidency obviously is, you know, not doing anything.
If you guys look to your imaginary screens, our guest Brendan is actually wearing a Smokey the Bear. Protect our forests, prevent wildfires t-shirt.
Could you tell us a little
bit
of the
backstory behind
that shirt?
He's got a Smokey the Bear tramp stamp. Fascinating stuff. Really, really neat.
Such elegant words again from our guest, Brandon. We need to have you back.
Is that a Muppet Babies tattoo on your inner thigh that I'm seeing? Wow. Wow. All
right.
Brendan Bishop, everybody, is always full of surprises. You know, we love him. We love having him on. On the show, he's
done a lot of terrible things, but
he's not a great guy. And I mean, we could get into the allegations, and we could get into
the glove didn't fit on his hands. I mean, it ends there.
Really, that's the icing on the cake, and that's the dagger, you know, so to speak. sorry, I'm coming down with.
Don't say come. For fuck's
sorry,
sake.
Sorry, I have from Grimace. You know, the crazy thing about the election is that, you know, we've got the incumbent, the current president, Joe Biden, against, you know, the obvious choice, Donald Trump. I mean, let's be honest here.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, 4 years of just hell compared to the last 4 years of just bliss,
peace.
Bliss
utopia.
And peace, utopia that we had under Donald J. Trump.
Absolutely.
So I guess the message of this episode is, you know, congratulations
Spencer.
To Spencer and Bailey. We'll just edit in some clapping.
And our deepest condolences to Grimace and his family.
Free Grimace.
He's already dead.
He's not dead, but he will be. They unplugged that machine.
Free Grimace from the grips of hell.
Yeah. It's like Darth Vader. Like, he needs the machine to survive. But if you take it off, is he really a man again? He's still a monster, you know?
Grimace is no longer. The Grimace we knew and love.
Yeah. And we just need to accept that as a nation, move on, and vote for Donald J. Trump.
Closing this one out.
Yeah.
I'm River Rummel.
I'm Spencer Solberg.
And I'm Grimace. Just kidding. But yeah, we'll bye-bye.